The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, no pressure. I said I wasn't going to do this anymore, but it's news or nope.
Yeah.
And nobody's nope.
Wow, that was so aggressive. News.
News.
No.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or nope.
News or nope. Mostly just news. It's kind of boring that way.
What is happening with the...
It's because you brought in a thing.
Oh.
So I have to play things differently. I'll go back to the old way and I'll just be ready for the...
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just watched someone litter out our window.
What? Is that your news story?
Breaking.
Are you using this as your story?
No, I have a different story.
But like, hold on. Breaking news.
I just watched.
With your weird little eagle eyes.
Were they
you
driving
spotted,
by?
Running just, by, and I just saw them throw something red, and it's just sitting in the lawn.
Should we go get it?
I don't know. I felt like it was necessary for me to tell you guys who can't see out the window.
Okay.
That far.
Wow.
Anyway. Oh, good evening.
I thought we were going wall to wall.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, this just in. Nine News helicopter on the scene. We're going to land that bird over there and see if we can figure out what was littered in the Odyssey parking lot.
And among other companies.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, okay. We're just going to wait here.
Welcome to the program.
Experts saying could be McDonald's fry wrapper.
No,
that looks, is red.
It looks
Tom, what other
like
things are red?
Bag. It moves
like a poop
with
bag.
A poop bag, but there was a dog.
We're not getting off this. We're not.
But Aaron's got something.
I know she's got something, but it's not
you're
as important
going.
As this.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, there was a time in my radio career where somebody called into the show and said a couch just fell out of the back of a car, and we went wall to wall on the story until I swear hand to God somebody got the couch and brought it to us.
Stop.
And it's the couch sitting behind us right now. And
no,
now
it's not.
You know
what?
The rest, it's not the couch that's sitting behind us now, but
I get so sick whenever I sit on that couch.
Yeah, it was on
I-25.
All right, well then, why don't we come back to you?
Okay.
Because I feel like you've had a turn.
Okay.
But if you get any updates, if you see, you keep your eye on the prize.
There's a car driving right by it, right? It's leaving. It's leaving.
The car is leaving?
I thought the car, the mysterious litter.
Okay.
I'm so confused. Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
An update to the what's happening with Harry Styles.
Okay.
So there was another post on the, so his last album, Harry's House, had an Instagram page called Harry's House HQ headquarters.
Yeah.
Now there is an Instagram page called We Belong Together. Like it's their, the.
He released a video that was a live recording from a concert and it was called We Belong Together.
Okay.
That's why it's all connected to him.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's been a bunch of like, billboards popping up in New York City, in Sao Paulo, of We Belong Together. So we're like, tour, right? A audio was shared to Harry Styles fans.
Okay. Is that what I'm going to play right now?
Yes, was shared. And I want you guys to listen to it.
Okay. Is it really as long as it says it is?
Yes. I just put my ear to my microphone.
Do you understand that's not how this works?
Okay.
Hey, that's the woman keeping us...
I can't
know
see the
on
right
the
bag anymore. All right, play that audio. I haven't heard it.
Here we go.
We belong together.
Do you want to do it one more time?
Not really.
Hit it.
We belong together.
That's not him.
Is that Harry Styles?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't either. Do you think it's anyone else from, I don't know, One Direction?
That sounds like it could be Zayn.
Oh, Zayn's the high guy.
But mumbling. Like, we belong together.
I don't know. But there was another thing saying 1:15, January 15th, 10 p.m. Eastern. So 8 p.m. our time. Hopefully we know tomorrow.
Heck, I know it'd normally be your turn. But
yeah. It's okay. I'm trying to get eyes on the litter.
Real quick, we have to go to our eye in the sky.
I don't see the red
you
dye.
You don't see it. So somebody picked it up?
No, I think it blew. No one has come by. It just, it could have flown around. There's absolutely no wind, it appears, though.
Okay. This is a whole metro thing now. It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Be on the lookout. 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. If you have a posse or a neighborhood watch program, maybe you want to come down here and begin the search.
Could be up in Thornton by now.
It could be.
It could be.
It's the search for the red bag.
So I think.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Congratulations are in order for Stan Kroenke. As he is now the largest private landowner in the U.S. He recently purchased 937,000 acres in New Mexico, which raises his total to 2.7 million acres across America and
son
Canada.
Of a,
what's he going to do
in
with
Canada?
It?
In Canada, yeah. So
he
is the largest private landowner.
Does he own stuff in, does he own where Manchester plays or no? Because he owns Manchester United as well.
What?
He does?
Yeah, Kroenke owns Manchester.
He owns the LA Rams. He owns the Nuggets, the Avalanche.
He had to give the Mammoth. Nuggets or the Avs to his kid Josh, I think, because of the amount of ownership when he bought the Rams and moved them to LA.
Mm-hmm. He was the one who moved them to LA.
Yeah, so he bought the land where the stadium is, mm-hmm. the greatest stadium probably
it's
in football right
stadium.
Now. But they were then he bought the Rams and everybody's like, you can't move them, and he's like, okay, I won't.
And Josh Kroenke owns Arsenal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he his
both
son
men's and women.
He kind of just he's had to give his son. So he gave his son the Nuggets, I think, cuz he couldn't own that many teams.
Yeah, because when they fired Mike Malone, it was his son who was doing a lot of the press conferences and stuff.
What's he doing in New Mexico?
Dude, this is what I'm saying. There's going to be a soccer team. He doesn't do this willy-nilly. Like Kroenke bought Ilitch's. Oh, does he like amusement parks? No. That's going to be something else.
They're going to take Ilitch's out.
Yes, Ilitch's will not be there. I think there's already a plan for it. I think you can go online and find it. It's like one of those like all-in-one. You live in the apartment and then underneath is like a dog park and like retail like all that with the Platte River on one side. Mile High Stadium just across the road.
But aren't they moving right Mile High Stadium?
He doesn't own the Broncos and I don't think he owns the land where the new Mile High Stadium is going.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying... Yeah.
There were plans to move.
It is moving, but it's not moving far from where it is. Okay. We all thought it was going to go out by the Gaylord, or we thought it was going to go to his other land in Commerce City next to Dick's Sporting Goods Park.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're out of time for other stories, but eye in the sky.
My eyes see nothing. I might have to walk down.
Okay. Yeah. If you're in the neighborhood of Syracuse and Bellevue.
Yeah.
There's a girl in a blue shirt. Please jump the curb and put us all.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.